Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
And we're back here at the start of this fourth quarter. Tonight's fourth quarter is brought to you by Clay Maxi Chevrolet. Appreciate all of our sponsors for quarter sponsors to keep it here as Gage Wilson is in for Mountain Home. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Connor Schultz. Schultz is going to take the ball up the middle. He's going to fight for yardage as he gets down to the 30-yard line. We have second down and third down and five for the Bombers.
With 5:11 remaining in the third quarter, Shiloh leads Benton 26-20.
Looks like right now it's shaping up to be a Shiloh-Greenwood finals.
Rematch.
I think Greenwood handles that one. I think Greenwood played the worst game of the season against Shiloh, and I don't know if Shiloh has an answer for this offense.
You said 26-20, though, right?
Yeah.
A lot of game there.
A lot of game left. Wilson takes a snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it around the right side. He's got blockers out in front as he gets tripped up inside the 30-yard line, down to the 28. And we got fourth down and two for Mountain Home. Get to see some kids that you'll get to see next year, Gage Wilson. He's a backup quarterback. Colin Copeland in. Seth Laura, number 81. Aiden Pittman on the line. Orion Ruscher from Mountain Home. He's a senior that's out there. Jake Thomas. Wilson takes a snap. Hands it up to Laura off the middle. He's going to meet some defense, Greenwood defenders, and he is going to be pushed back. He's going to be pushed back all the way back. It's going to be a turnover on downs. They're going to give him forward progress with a loss of one, but it's not going to be enough to get the first down as Mountain Home is going to turn the ball over on downs. So Mount Home is bringing in their second-string defense. Got Aaron Martin out there. Zach Vandersteck. Peyton Bodenhammer, another senior from Mountain Home. I get to call Orion Ruscher out there. Hey, my son's out there, 30. Ford Coleman. Nice to get to call him as a game. Dayton Davis, number 9. 46, Jake Thomas. Hunter Estes in. Seth Laura in the back. And Taylen Peterson on the right side for Mountain Home. Y'all impressed I knew all those numbers?
You didn't even have the roster.
They haven't. Didn't need it, boys. I love my Bombers. Greenwood takes a snap. It's going to be a handoff around the left side, and he is going to be brought down by Mountain Home defenders. That's Brenton Setzer in there on the tackle. Ford Coleman also in on the tackle for the Bombers. Good for him.
Good for him.
Brenton Setzer is a senior that's out there. We get to talk about our defensive seniors a little bit. They're not on the field. We got Peyton Bonehammer that's on there, but Aiden and Brenton Setzer, Eli Jones, Grininger out there, Dawson the Dog Dunlap doing an excellent job for Mountain Home this year. Those seniors, Ethan Clark, another senior. Ivan Pinkston that's on there. Greenwood takes a snap. Handoff's going to go around the left side. He's going to break some tackles, and he's going to get out past the 40-yard line to the 42. They're going to give it for progress. This is going to be enough for first down, Greenwood.
Our fans keep calling for the whistle, but, I mean, they're pretty consistent with that.
Yeah.
They just letting them play.
8:50 left here with Clay Maxi Chevrolet, fourth quarter. It's been a fun season, guys. I've enjoyed being able to be on the road. We enjoyed our fans and everybody listening in.
It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun seeing these kids, seeing them get better every week and coming out now, seeing some of the guys that we'll see next year. I mean, guys, it don't get any better than this.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
We may have unknown guys, but I don't think we have unproven guys in this second string. I think you'd look to build on this Mountain Home. You got a good group coming up from the sophomores that will be in there. But, guys, I think it's something that's here and sustainable. The ball's going to be on the ground. Ball's loose on the ground.
I think Bodenhammer's got it.
Please tell me Peyton Bodenhammer is in on that. It is Mountain Home able to get the fumble recovery. I don't know who it was that came away with it for Mountain Home, but we did get the fumble recovery. It is going to be first down and 10, Mountain Home at the 39-yard line. Good job there by our defense getting the ball back.
Excellent job by the defense. Let's see if the offense can put points on the board here.
been, I think someone said 10 quarters is what they had heard since maybe Greenwood has given up a score.
It has been since November 1st. They haven't been scored on since November 1st.
Wow.
America. America.
Wilson takes a snap. It's going to be a quick wide receiver screen to Orion Roosh. You're going to get a senior with his hands on the ball. It's going to be brought. It's going to be a loss of yardage play, though, as Ruscher catches the ball. Be a 3-yard loss. Bring up second down and 13. Who are you trying to find out?
I got it.
So 80.
Yeah.
Gage Wilson, sorry to help him. Barkley, I was stat. Gage is going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Elijah Hillstrom. It's going to be a draw play, and it's going to be a lost yard. Guys, this Greenwood defense is just still all over, even in the second string side of things. It's going to be a loss of 4 yards back to the 46-yard line.
Update from Shiloh Benton. Shiloh stops Benton on 4th and 1. The next play is a halfback pass. And Shiloh misses 2 points. So Shiloh is up 32-20 now.
32-20. Wow. Went for the jugular after stopping them, didn't they? Love it.
Thanks, Keith, again, for the updates coming in. We appreciate you, man. We got away with one there.
We did. They're going to call it now. Jeez. Big number 60 from Mountain Home. I believe that is Pittman, Aiden Pittman out there.
Yeah, he was a little weeble wobble.
He did the right thing, though, guys. You move that foot back, they tell you just to freeze. Don't move.
He started. Back, his back foot went back, and he just kind of froze there. They thought we were going to get away with it. They did not. It is an offsides penalty. False start on Mountain Home. Pushes back 5 more yards. We're at third down and 22 at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home. Handoff's going to go to Elijah Hillstrom around the left side. Another good sophomore looking back that runs for Mountain Home as he brings it back into Greenwood territory to the 44-yard line.
Miss Sally texts in us from Farmers and Merchants Bank. She said, I just want to say thank you to Barkley, Brad, Tobias for bringing such excitement to the games and supporting the Bombers and the community this season. Thank you, Miss Sally. We appreciate your support and Farmers and Merchants Bank for being a sponsor this year. Also appreciate the fourth quarter sponsor, Clay Maxey Chevrolet. If you need a new car, used car, or need some car repair, go see the folks over at Clay Maxey Chevrolet.
We're looking at one right now. Eric, it's a Ford. It's not even a Chevy, but he's like, let me get you in touch with our dealership, our Ford dealership. And he did. Got me in with his manager, Randy DeWeese, over there, and did an excellent job taking care of things for us. And just as Gage Wilson punts this ball, it's going to be down inside the 25-yard line of the 24. Clock will stop on the change of possession, but just a great job. Service, it doesn't have to be with – they'll get you to one of their sister stores if it's not them, but Eric does an excellent job as the manager here. Clay Maxey, awesome job.
Yeah, my wife's car is actually with him right now too. She decided to play big buck hunter with her Tahoe and
killed a nice one. I saw it.
She did, bigger one than I've ever killed. And they're taking care of her right now too, so we appreciate Clay Maxey Chevrolet and being a sponsor this year.
5 minutes left in this game as the clock continues to run here. 42-0 Mountain Home on the low side of this game. As Greenwood's going to hand the ball off to the running back up the middle. It's going to be brought down as he's going to pick up, say, 4 yards maybe.
Guys, there's some other 23-yard line. There's some other sponsors. They do commercials during the year, and I really want to take a moment just to thank them. The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, James Boyette State Farm, Arvest, ASC Warranty, White River Materials, General Water Conditioning, Baxter Real Estate Company, FMBC, Brad's Home Entertainment. Guys, without those folks, none of this is possible. And I'm leaving the best for last. North Central Arkansas Dental Group.
Head-off's going to go around the left side of Greenwood as the running back is going to bring the ball up. He's going to be met on the outside, but not after first down yardage. Jake Thomas sticking his head in there. Making a tackle for Mountain Home, but it's going to bring the ball out past the 35 to 36-yard line. Yeah, great sponsors that did a lot for this. Hearst Feed and Farm Supply, fan of the week.
Yeah.
Hopper Termite in their text. Guys, it takes a lot. Hey, we got to also thank Brandy Jordan for all the work she does. KTLO, Classic Hits 101.7, Heather Loftus, the team, Matt Sharp back there, Sammy Raycraft. It just helps us get all this done on Friday nights. We've had Kurt Drury, Sam Simer. Come with us as Greenwood's going to take the handoff around the left side. Zach Vandersteck back there quick from Mountain Home, able to make the tackle for the loss. Great job by Big Zach getting out there.
He did make a big play there.
Yep. No gain as the ball is going to be brought down at the 36-yard line. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. We've had a lot of fun on our road trips. We've given you a little insight with some videos. And, guys, it's just we do it for the kids. We do it for the players here. We do it for Mountain Home program. And for them to be able to be spotlighted like this, it's just nice to see that.
Well, we all have – you got a son in the program. Barkley and I both have boys coming into the program. And, we just want Mountain Home football to be great.
As a quarterback's going to keep it around the right side, and he is going to be brought down quickly.
That's Fraunfelter.
Kalen Fraunfelter, also being number 40. What was that, 48 in there for Mountain Home? Yeah, who's for those? Ashton Bradshaw, I believe, is who that is for Mountain Home. Let me double check that for us. 48, Keegan Morris.
Okay, Keegan Morris.
Keegan Morris back there at the tackle.
Talking about videos and stuff, I took the liberty during the second half to get the double stack oatmeal cream pie.
You've been smiling ear to ear ever since you got that thing.
It's really changed my whole demeanor.
It's not the peanut butter one, is it? There's no hobos were injured in the filming. There's 2 minutes left in this game. Greenwood quarterback's going to roll out to his left. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. Ball's going to be tipped, almost intercepted as Jake Thomas is able to get his hands on the ball. Unable to come away with the pick, but is going to bring up fourth down and 11. 1:40 left in this game. Greenwood's going to bring their punt team on, as I believe that's how this one's going to end.
And they're probably going to be playing Shiloh, as Shiloh just forces another turnover against Benton, still leading 32-20. So we could see the Shiloh-Greenwood rematch.
That just shows you how tough the West is, too, though, right? Benton was labeled, this is the team to beat, this is the team to beat. The team that finished tied for second in our conference, right, with us goes over to Benton at their place, is up by 12. And
your two losses on the season, or maybe potentially three?
You're going to be in the finals.
They're in the finals. I mean, guys, we have a lot to be happy about this season.
The punt is going to be away. It is going to take a Greenwood bounce inside the 30 down to the 26-yard line. 54 seconds left on this clock. This game,
I got an update. Salem Greyhounds 28-12 over the Rivercrest Colts. I think it's the Colts.
I don't know.
Okay, but that's in the third quarter. If Salem wins that game, that'll put them in the semis. They have an extra.
So when you be Greyhound fans now?
I'm a Greyhound fan. I have been. I got a nephew.
A rebel
there.
With a Greyhound.
My nephew goes there. Yeah. So okay. Shout out to Todd Terry and those Greyhounds. Go dogs.
Hey, I'm a Greyhound next week if they win, or they be on the road.
I think they'd be on the road if they win this one.
All right.
Clock starts here with 40 seconds left in this game. Wilson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand off to Elijah Hillstrom around the left side. Hillstrom's going to be thrown down out of bounds, and there's going to be a flag on the play. Hillstrom's going to be thrown down out of bounds. There's a flag on the play. Let's see what this play is here. Look like anybody's injured in this.
Some extracurriculars over there on the side.
I wonder what the call is going to be.
Tobias, I think it's a
personal foul on Greenwood as it's a late hit out of bounds.
I think Salem would play I don't have that score. I'll try to get that. Who their potential opponent would be.
Probably Mansfield. What Matt just told us.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt Sharp from the studio, guys. Matt's been helping us all year. It's wonderful to have him on the team. And he does a good job, Matt. We appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah, the winner of the Mansfield Dumas game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ball's going to be marched 15 yards into Greenwood territory at the 49. 33 seconds left. Mountain Home probably going to snap this one more time as the clock is running.
Again, this quarter, fourth quarter, brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Guys, we also got to give a shout out to Deacon.
Yep.
Taking care of us all season, doing a good job. And keep things going. You guys will keep things going through basketball season. Look forward to
Handoff going to go around the left side to Elijah Hillstrom. He's going to be brought down at the 50-yard line, and that's how this one, guys, is going to come to an end. As the clock ticks down, Mountain Home's magical 2024 season is going to come to an end with a record of 10-3 at the hands of the Greenwood Bulldogs. Once again, Mountain Home is going to lose to Greenwood. They've lost to the eventual champion for the last 5 years. Is that right, Deacon, in a row? Lost to the eventual champion the last 5 years in a row, and we are again here doing that as handshake line is going on, fireworks going off behind us, the lights are flashing. Guys, it's been an incredible season. We're going to take a short break and come into our NAEC postgame show. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network as Mountain Home loses this game 42-0 to the Greenwood Bulldogs.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.